From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
In a few words, I would say there were two causes to the accident. The first cause was the foam that came off and hit the reinforced carbon-carbon. The second was the loss within NASA of its system of checks and balances.
Now, the report covers hardware failures, to be sure, but it also covers human failures and how our culture needs to change to mitigate succumbing to these failings again. We get it. Clearly got the point.
Wild Bill Jankwell is what people call him. And this is a case where it has had very, very tragic consequences. I think if he had a clean driving record, if he hadn't been going 70, 75 miles an hour on impact, I think people might indeed feel very, very sorry for him. But people are feeling that he has a responsibility here.
Early this morning, agents with the United States Secret Service and the Federal Bureau of Investigation arrested an 18-year-old man near Minneapolis for releasing into the internet the so-called B variant of the blaster computer worm.
The real point here is not the harm, I would say, just to Microsoft. Some of this problem may have started with Microsoft, but it is a problem to people who use computers everywhere around the world.
I've always had my suspicions that Downing Street operated in this way, with an enormous amount of power in the hands of Alistair Campbell, who was never elected by members of the Labour Party, never elected by voters.
I have no power, never have had, independent of the Prime Minister, who is elected. I've always been there to serve the Prime Minister and the government in the way that the Prime Minister and other ministers want me to.
There has just been a massive explosion at the shrine of Imam Ali in Najaf in the middle of Friday prayers. I'm seeing people with blood. There is fire spilling from the side of one of the holiest sites for Shia Islam.